It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Lofting it deep, right side, in the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes, at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
Joining us on this Tuesday to talk about everything from the ACC tournament to the Harlem Shake to the Player of the Year, Eric Green, today named Player of the Year in the Atlantic Coast Conference, and Bill Roth joining us now. I know where your vote most likely would go, but are you surprised that this actually happened, that a player from the team, the bottom of the standings, won Player of the Year award?
I am surprised that he got more votes than Shane Larkin and Mason Plumlee combined.
I totally agree. I thought in some way that they could split votes and that would be beneficial to Eric, but it didn't shake out that way. You totaled those two up, and it still didn't come close to what Eric got.
You know, he closed well. This sounds like a political conversation. He closed well in the last 2 weeks, and he played well, and the exit polling favored him as well. At Winston-Salem the other day, at a Duke last Tuesday, when I was talking with some of the writers there, they were saying the same thing. They were going to vote for Eric. And that surprised me a little bit because of what you just said. The Hokies were obviously the last-place team in the league, and in the history of the conference, the only player of the year to come from an ACC team that didn't have a winning conference record was Lenny Bias.
Yeah, that's some company to be in.
But if you looked at Green, you know, it's not his fault. He didn't recruit the other guys on the team, so to speak. You know, I think everybody saw, well, Eric would probably start for every other team in the league. And then when you looked at it closely, he's averaging over 4 assists a game. And his adjusted assists per game, which is what the NBA uses, is up over 7. And I think people looked at the fact that he was scoring 30 points on 16 shots. He wasn't a gunner. He was shooting 48%. And he had big games against everybody, particularly down the stretch.
You probably know the numbers better than I do, but did it end up his average being 25 points per game?
Yes. Well, it's not over yet because obviously he's going to play at least one more game. But, you know, he broke Bimbo Cole's single-season scoring record. He's going to have a chance to play in the league. I thought there was an NBA scout at the Wake Forest game the other day, and I said, well, what do you think about Eric? He said, we just hope he's there when we pick, that we're not going to have an early pick. He thinks a lot of NBA teams are not going to talk a lot about Green, hoping he's there, for the same reasons we like him. He's a good teammate. He's unselfish. He works so hard. He'll fit in with just about any team. He's obviously not Kyrie Irving. He's not Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, but he's a guy that would fit in on anybody's roster. And whether you're coaching in the Big South or the NBA West, you want good people on your team, and he's certainly a great kid.
Two big awards today, Eric Green winning Player of the Year, and no shocker here, Jim Larranega winning Coach of the Year down at Miami. Bill Roth joining us as we are less than 2 days away from the start of the ACC tournament in Greensboro, North Carolina. Virginia Tech, a 12 seed. NC State, a 5 seed. Winner gets Virginia. And I know a lot of people, and most of me, is writing off the Hokies, but this matchup, 12 versus 5, and if you look back just a couple weeks ago, a few short weeks ago, this game went into overtime down at NC State. Virginia Tech held their own that day, Bill. What do you remember about that matchup?
Well, the Hokies played really well down there, and it wasn't just Green. I thought Barksdale did a great job. We didn't get NC State's best shot, which I think a lot of people have said over the course of the season when you look at them. They're a very enigmatic team. Talent-wise, they're at the very top of our league. You know, they were the preseason pick to win the league. Leslie was the preseason player of the year. And if you go back at the preseason AP poll, NC State was 5th. And they've got a lot of weapons. Howell's a double-double every game. Wood is a senior, one of the best three-point shooters out there. Lorenzo Brown's a 5-star recruit. Point guard senior, NBA guy. Leslie's a lottery pick at forward. So there are very few teams in the country that have better talent in terms of, we got 5-star recruits, they're going to play in the NBA. They got more than anybody in our league, but they finished 5th. So there's a reason for hope if you're the Hokies, because NC State doesn't come to play every game. And I think even a diehard Pac fan would admit as much.
Yeah, it's one of those teams where even in the beginning of the year, and I remember you saying this, everybody loved NC State, and the talent was right there, but you kind of knew their track record and just kind of wondered, could they live up to the billing? And
you know, it's been weird. You know, you go back, I remember 2006. What year did NC State make that run with Sidney? Maybe that was Sendek was coaching them then. But NC State's always had, you look at him, you go, boy, they should be better than they are. And that's what scares you as well, because NC State could make a run starting Thursday. They're good enough to do it.
I'm trying to think now. Was that Herb Sendek's team or was that Sidney?
No, I'm trying to think. In 06.
Because I remember them beating Virginia that year in Dave Leto's team.
I think Sendek's last year, NC State was like a... NC State got beat. They lost in the 12-5 game. And Sendek's last game, they lost to the number 12 seed.
I'll take your memory over
mine. I remember Herb Sendek's last game at NC State, they lost to the 12 seed in the first round of the tournament. Then they brought in Sidney Lowe, and we know what happened.
There you go. Bill Roth joining us in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We're going to come back, get Bill's thoughts about the conference tournament as a whole, and also... where was Bill during the Harlem Shake with Frank Beamer and the Virginia Tech football team? We'll talk about that back in 2 minutes on the Cowan Gates Roth Report.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in Tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Wes McElroy back on the Cowan Gates Roth Report with Bill Roth on this Tuesday evening.
I really enjoyed hearing Gary's voice there. That was nice.
Yeah, I know you and G go way back.
We do. He gets the Lexus for doing that, correct?
What's that?
He gets a Lexus for doing that.
I think it's four of them. G's tough in his negotiations. Yeah, he's got that veteran leadership around here, so he carries a lot of clout. Speaking of carrying a lot of clout, yeah, I know you've put in your veteran service out there in Blacksburg, and so did Frank Beamer, but I saw Frank. I didn't see you during the Harlem Shake video that was shot down in the Hokies locker room.
We were out of town. You know, we played Duke on the road, and then I had an event in Raleigh, and then we ended up in Winston. So I was out all week.
Oh, sure. That's why you couldn't do it, right?
Correct.
What did you think of it? I can't stand the Harlem Shake videos, but even I said they're like car accidents. I don't like seeing them, but I even have to turn my head and watch them. And I had to watch this one, especially for the 10-second intro of Frank doing I don't know what dance.
I don't know what that was either. That probably something from Fancy Gap. But I'll say one thing. Our kids like it. And, you know, Coach Beamer's such a player's coach. And they had a good time doing it, and they appreciated him doing it.
the Fancy Gap Shake. That's what we can
fancy
call it.
Fancy Gap Shake, yeah.
All right, back to the ACC tournament, which gets underway on Thursday. You'll be able to hear Bill and Mike starting at 2 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 910 as they call Virginia Tech and the Wolfpack. Duke and Miami are the teams everybody believes will be meeting up on Sunday. Is there a team in the mix here? And the field, it's a little bit different this year, but is there a team in the mix that you could see making a run at the Blue Devils or the Hurricanes and keeping them out of Sunday?
Well, every team has had its run this year. For example, I could have told you probably 4 weeks ago that I think UVA's got a great chance to make that run as well, and they might. I think NC State, because of what we talked about before with Howe and Leslie and Lorenzo Brown and Scott Wood, they've got so many guys that are seniors or early NBA guys that are going to leave after this year, veteran guys at least, that NC State would be the pick. But, no, I think it's Duke and Miami. And I don't know of any team that's ever been the number two seed as Duke is that is such the prohibitive favorite for an ACC tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just assumes with Kelly back, they're going to roll. And we'll see. You know, as great as Ryan Kelly played in that game at Cameron Indoor Stadium last week when Duke beat Miami, I think everybody remembered the game. What did he have, 36 points?
Yes.
Yeah, he's throwing in shots, and Seth Curry's throwing in shots, and Plumlee's that game came down to the final minute. Miami still almost won the game. If if Ryan Kelly only scores 28, Miami wins the game. And so I think it comes down to the Canes because of everything we've talked about on this show over the years. Great, great seniors, incredible coaching, an elite guard in Larkin, and they're just older guys. And Duke, because they probably right now are playing with Kelly back as well as anybody.
All right, 2 o'clock right here on Thursday. Be listening for Bill Roth on the call. Hokies and the Wolfpack, 5-12, going toe-to-toe down in Greensboro. My man, enjoy it. I'll be listening.
Thanks, Wes. Have a great week, partner.
You got it. That is Bill Roth, ladies and gentlemen, in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. And I'm with him as far as Duke and Miami goes. And I guess tomorrow we have to fill out our brackets because we do have a theme on this show started by the former great producer of the show, Joey Ellswick. Joey always had a rule on this show. If there's a reason to have a bracket, there will be a bracket. And we do that on this show.